Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you from Mobile World Congress, and I've been joined by Xingyan Yu, Director of Cloud IP and Network Function Strategy Development for the Group Function Technology and Strategy Group at Ericsson. That's quite a long title, Xingyan. Tell me a little bit about what that means?
Okay, yeah, right. So that's, in short, is very much as Ericsson CSO and a CTO office, mm-hmm. So I'm working in. Then my focus is very much in SDN and FE Cloud. So what we do in our group is very much to drive the technology strategy for Ericsson in these areas, and very much about driving not only Ericsson's overall strategy, but also about industry positioning. How do we work with our customers, and mm-hmm. how do we work with our peers, and basically drive the industry alignment?
Now, obviously, Ericsson has been a leader for a very long time in the comm service provider arena and delivering network infrastructure technology to some of the leading providers across the planet. Tell me a little bit about Ericsson's view on the cloud and how cloud fits in to the comms arena.
So regarding the cloud, I think there has been a lot of focus on, from operator or CSP perspective, there has been a lot of focus on, like from the IT perspective, like you deploy cloud many years back, mm-hmm. and now with the telco perspective, so NFE has been a focus for many of our customers sure. in the past 4 or 5 years. And then what we see now rather is the convergence of cloud as we see in the past year, because the maturity technology truly drive now the IT cloud, the telco cloud, and also the public cloud. We definitely see that we have the mature technology now for driver convergence, and that's also the direction Ericsson want to align with industry about what we talk about distributed cloud in terms of new applications, especially applications requires low latency and real-time capabilities. Those applications we definitely can address by applying today's cloud technology and managing all this edge deployment with a common or unified cloud solution.
The automated provisioning of services obviously delivers this agility
yes.
and low latency performance that operators are seeking. Do you see this deployment happening end to end? Is there an area of the network where you think that you're seeing this first more broadly?
You're definitely right. I think the end-to-end view is very important, and we have been trying to address that perspective from the start. Then, of course, initially the telco cloud focus has been very much on the network functions. Now, like what we want to align, how do you manage the end-to-end perspective from the device to the network piece? There has been a lot of debate regarding fog computing versus cloud computing. So from that perspective, we do believe that the overall, let's say, management orchestration and also what you mentioned about automation has to be driven through a unified view. It cannot be saying device basically manage your own decision on the device side and not be aligned with the network side. There's a lot of drive on the device side saying that I can manage, you know, the decision related to device capability only on the device side, but not be related to the network capability.
Sure.
This is a very important topic. We believe that that's also the reason why we want to drive distributed cloud from the end-to-end perspective.
So tell me a little bit about what Ericsson's showing at MWC this week that delivers the capabilities to operators to start deploying these composable services.
Right. So we have amazing demo about future digital transformation. Mm-hmm. We call it FDI, or rather future digital infrastructure. That's very much a simple like demonstration of the collaboration between Ericsson and Intel with this RSD, like rack scale design architecture based software defined infrastructure solution mm-hmm. as a base. But we also add into this robotic automation capability that basically in the data center, you do not need to have human interaction anymore, but rather you can, once you have your data center resources, let's say decomposed, mm-hmm. and you can have the flexibility to reconfigure them anyway, now you add on this automation capability, then basically you can manage and maintain your data center in a much more efficient way.
Sure.
That means also you do not need to have the classic centralized data center set up anymore. So data center can look like in any way. Mm-hmm. It can be underwater. It can be, let's say, a data center without oxygen, for example.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vision we would like to drive. Then I guess this is very much a great collaboration between Intel and Ericsson.
This is a collaboration that's been going on for a number of years. It's great to see the solutions mature. Tell me a little bit about the response from operators around these RSD solutions?
Right. So I think exactly like you said, we have been having the collaboration, and Ericsson was the first one getting out with the first product, the HDS 8000, more than, let's say, 2 years ago. The reaction from operators has been amazing. Like, many of our customers are really eager to deploy HDS, mm-hmm. and today we have many reference customers worldwide. And I think yesterday, in the first day of Mobile World Congress, there were many customers coming over saying it's amazing to be able to see this, what we envision of the data center in 5 years and 10 years ahead.
Now, all of the infrastructure that we're deploying today with operators really does pave the path towards 5G.
Right.
And Intel and Ericsson made an announcement this week about a 5G innovators initiative. Can you tell me about that?
Yeah. The Intel-Ericsson collaboration is very much to take an extra step to truly attract, let's say, the innovators in the industry, saying that, let's join force and basically identify the new opportunities. As our CEO highlighted yesterday, we should see 5G as a new type of business model, not only a technology evolution.
Ericsson has been around for a long time.
Right.
What are you hearing from operators in terms of their plans for deploying 5G? And when can we start expecting to see those services delivered to customers? Is it really about the end customer, or is it more about the devices and new use cases that are going to be targeted first with 5G?
What we think, exactly like you said, like the engagement we've had with our customers, like 5G both is very much almost like a symbolic thing about the technology advancement. I think countries like South Korea and China have highlighted that they definitely want to be first launching 5G. And same thing with our customers in the States, that they are envisioning saying they can potentially launch the 3G probably next year, 2018 and 2019. But also we have customers, for example, T-Mobile yesterday highlighted that they think 4G LTE is still important for them, right? Mm-hmm. Has been really successful. So what we see is rather like the driving force for our customers launching 5G are rather different, let's say, And then in terms of what you're asking, like whether it's a device's readiness or if it's related to end-user applications, I would say all of them things are very important in order to make 5G truly successful for our customers, right? Mm-hmm. Initial launch, we believe that definitely will happen in the coming 2 or 3 years with the technology readiness, I would say. And of course, like the desire of being first is always there, right? Mm-hmm. But then to get the 5G business truly in place, that will require the readiness of device side and also the application development, of course.
Now, I know that you've got some demos here at MWC that speak to some of these new use cases, from automated driving to smart cities to virtual reality. Tell me a little bit about those.
Those are new application or new innovation type of activities, exactly like you said. I think virtual reality, augmented reality is very exciting time for our customers. Like we have done, I would say, demos and even real deployment cases with some of the customers, right? That's part also related to the cloud readiness. Like once you have the edge deployment capability, then the distributed cloud capability has to be closer to the base station and even closer to the devices. So those part, we definitely believe that related to video capability, real-time streaming, that's definitely required that we need to speed up the distributed cloud infrastructure deployment on that side. And then the other type of innovation we're showing related to, for example, automatic driving and also related to IoT use cases, those are very much driven by the collaboration we've been having with industries, like those related to Industry 4.0 and automation, again, as you highlighted before, is very much the part I think all the industry partners are eager to get out with relevant use case they would like to see then.
Final question for you. You know, very exciting times in this industry.
Right.
Ericsson is definitely driving a tremendous amount of leadership and breadth of leadership. Where can folks find out more information about Ericsson's solutions in this space and engage with you?
So we have a lot of information on the Ericsson website, the ericsson.com, and also we're doing a lot of blogging, different type of public information we're trying. And at the same time, we're also working with different partners like Light Reading, Heavy Reading, and SDN Central, like to use those channels to basically broadcast and informing others about what we're doing. Mm-hmm. And I think also the other things what we do is through standardization, open source, through those communities, we're trying to promote what we think are the right things we should drive, and also our solutions.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for spending time with us today. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you.